Thank you, David.
And we do love what we do.
Yeah, it's just, you know, never quite know where we are at any given moment. But anyway, thank you, David. Thank you, Ralph. It's a delight to have you here today. And
well, he does really romantic music. When I hear him sing, you know, remember the time I heard it, that it was so special, was at a New Year's celebration.
Right.
And it was just like, wow. I talked to him and found out he wasn't married, and I said,
Talking about Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, whoa. And it was really fun for me because I thought, I know this really good friend of mine, nearly a sister, that is looking, wouldn't mind having a man. Ooh. And
yeah, and you're like Linda the matchmaker. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're thanking me, right? You're both thanking me, right? I love you both. I'm glad you're here. Thank you. And that could lead right into the fact that we have our guests.
Yeah, but actually before we start that,
ahead.
I just wanted to say it's
go
been what a month, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting.
Are you referring to our travel or the world?
Well, both. I mean, but... Okay. I mean, things are, the energies are so intense. Linda and I spent the last month, we were with Norma and Garrett in Japan doing the aspectology workshop.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Then we went on to Korea and we're doing SES, and then on to Kauai for the Tobias retreat. And everywhere we've been, you can just feel the intensity with Chambra, much less, you know, the others, but just with Chambra, so much intensity, so much energy going through. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's like good days, bad days.
I got a lot of questions that basically could be boiled down to...
What the hell's going on?
I just want to scream, yeah. Seriously.
I don't know if that deserves applause.
Seriously.
Moaning and groaning is appropriate here.
No,
but,
it's okay to applause if you could relate to that a little.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I can relate to that. Yeah. And John, I don't know if you can fix it. We got a little bit of reverb going on in the sound. Probably. Okay. All right. Give the guy a microphone. We got a like a sidekick in the background. It's like, huh? Wait, who said that? Oh, thank you. It was coming from Ralph's system. Oh, that's better.
Oh, you poor thing. You thought you were losing it.
Yeah. I believe John for a moment there. Hello. Sorry. Of course, you know, with the effects of jet lag and traveling, which are nothing compared to the effects of just the intensity that's going on right now. And, you know, one day, one moment, it will be you'll feel calm and on top of the world and like you really... have everything together, and then the next minute it's like, what the hell is going on?
I'm missing way too many of the calm moments.
I think they occur every once in a while. I had one about 2 weeks ago at 3 a.m. Fortunately, I woke up for it. But seriously, if you're experiencing that, you're not alone. You're just Chambra. If you're experiencing the tremendous intensities, I don't even want to call them.
Is you're not alone enough of a... Is that enough?
Sure. It's fun to suffer with others. Yeah. When you're doing it alone, you feel like a martyr. When you're doing it with others, you feel like a member.
Interesting. I'll try to remember that.
They're coming in early. Back away. By the way, speaking of things, did you notice the beautiful... We're getting ready for Valentine's this month. And I have to say, my feminine side... I'm trying to make sure we got a camera that can... the whole backside.
This is going bad.
I was at Costco the other day after we got back, and I felt this need to do something special for the meeting. So I went to Michael's. Now... I don't know if you know what Michael's is, kind of a chick place,
store.
It's an older chick place. I mean, I think you have to show your AARP card just to get inside. And I walked in there, like, you know, with all my male presence and my testosterone. And, you know, the whole story just kind of
You said,
stopped.
Do you have any doilies?
They knew I had a few doilies, a few loose doilies. But I walked in there and just, you know, took a deep breath. The whole place went quiet. And you could hear on the loudspeaker, man in the store. I didn't let it bother me. I walked straight over to the romance aisle for the...
You?
I did.
You, I hate Valentine's Day?
This is the new me. This is the new me.
It
and I walked right
is.
Over there and
you
I...
You actually spent money on Valentine's?
I purchased this little accoutrement that we have here. And in case you can't see it very clearly...
I thought it's just a Hallmark holiday.
It's got little hearts in it.
Oh,
isn't that
baby.
Darling? Okay. All the guys are going, get him off stage, you know. Now, I got to tell you, guys, just for the guys, just between us, I made the mistake years ago of...
Oh, and you're still living?
That close. I came home late one night from the office. That was mistake number one. I was busy. I had meetings. I had some crises going
oh,
on.
Oh, you had a cocktail party.
No. I was really working. And I got home, and it was about 9 o'clock at night. That was my second mistake, coming home. That late. And I walked
without calling.
And I walked in the door, and I'm like, I felt an energy, and I saw the look on Linda's face, like I'll do that again. Like, you ladies, you know what this is like.
Yeah.
Too big to bring in the house. And it's, and I looked at her and I thought, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day. And I said, you know, I'll catch up with you next year. You know, I was really busy. I had a lot going on. And the look went like this. And I'm like, oh, geez. And so I knew I was in a bad place. And there was very little that would get me out of this bad place. So what did I do? My third
mistake.
Sounds
like a really old story.
I don't know, but it's funny. My third mistake. I'm trying to help the male. This is the Adam energy. You know, we talk about the wound of Isis. This is the brutal wound of Adam. So what did I do? Third mistake. I ran down to the Kroger, the 24-hour supermarket down on the corner, and I ran in there. 9 o'clock Valentine's Day. Same thing on the intercom. Man in the store buying flowers late. So the only thing that was left was some really ratty-looking carnations or something. I mean, they looked like...
I think they were daisies.
I think they were daisies, yeah.
That's a funeral.
They were so bad, they were giving them away. And I couldn't even buy them. So I ran back home with those. Fourth mistake. It didn't go over very well. So Linda and I had a talk. And I think I listened. And Linda talked. And ever since that, I've come to honor the value. If you can't take one day out of the year to show your love and respect.
I could have barfed. And
this is what I get. To show your love. If you can't, you know, order some flowers, get some chocolates, get one of those little flimsy negligee, not for you, but for your partner, negligee things. Just do something. Trust me, it's worth it. Really. Trust me, it's worth it. We're going to be in Israel. I'm going to pull my chair up so I can see that look on your face better.
Jeff's thing was, it's just a Hallmark holiday. And it's like, well, it's kind of a cool one. Like, hold on to it.
It's not, to me, it's no longer a Hallmark holiday. It's a sentimental time of reflection and honoring.
You netted out a better result, didn't you?
And you know what, darling? Just for you.
What are we doing for Valentine's
for you.
This year? Just
I'm
for
going
me.
To take you to some place special for dinner. I'm going to take you to a land far away. I'm going to take you to Israel, where they are shooting at each other. But here we will show our love as an example to all who live there of how the heart should be.
And why would the Romanians care?
No, that's a bad Romanian accent in Israel. Okay. No, we're going to be in Israel and we'll have a very nice dinner that night and after working all day. So anyway, just a quick note to the men. Don't forget. Anyway, it is Valentine's Day. We have... or Valentine's month. I think it should be the whole month.
It should be the whole month.
Not just one day. Speaking of this, I also want to thank Norm and Garrett for the beautiful flower arrangements, which they bring every month.
Every month?
And it's just beautiful. Thank you, Norm and Garrett. And I swear, nobody knows flowers like Norma. I don't know. I know that they're either pink, white, or yellow, but that's about as far as it goes. When we were in Kauai we were just there about a week ago, Norma is... she's just like in Gaga land with all the flowers. You can't drive anywhere with her because you got to pull over everywhere. You know, look at the flowers, and she smells them. And
you took a little exaggeration pill today, didn't you?
That's not much exaggeration. Okay, you're walking somewhere. Norma's like, oh my gosh, look at the flowers, and they are beautiful. But thank you for bringing
thank
the flowers.
You.
So the energies are intense.
Not just because of Valentine's.
No.
The pressure's off of you.
They are. Okay. But
you actually invested in Valentine's garlic?
I did.
I'm shocked.
I did. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Anyway, here we are again. I think this is our like 111th monthly meeting. And not including the midsummer conferences, but we've been doing this since on an ongoing basis since 1999. We started here. Well, actually, we started in our living room, just a mile or two from here. Then we came here for a while, but then we moved down to town when we outgrew this facility. Nobody liked it down there, so we moved back up here and doing the webcast now. So we never get over full. But it's been an amazing, amazing journey. And, I'm glad we do the webcasts every month. I'm glad we do.
We're glad you're glad.
Well, it's a one time that we come home every month.
True enough.
And it gives us a reason for coming back and just being here. But energy is always amazing. When I walked in here today, I could just feel the excitement of Chambra being together just for these few precious hours, just joining our energy. So...
There's a huge number of new, I'm sure, tuning in, but also there's a huge number of new people sitting here again.
Really?
Huge.
How many have never, the first time here? First time. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Welcome.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we have guests here today. And also on the internet, I want to acknowledge everybody listening in. I know we have some listeners today from Dubai that sent me an email this morning and said that they were going to be listening in. We have listeners from well over 100 countries right now tuning in. We estimate somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000, 25,000 people listening in. So what a great time to celebrate life, know that we're not alone, and just really feel our own energies. It's an amazing journey, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, good. Oh, that was a real passionate.
Well, they said yeah, but they're trying to say, well, this is the time to go yeah or to scream like a girl.
We could do both.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we have guests here from all over.
Well, our most far away guest.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, also greetings to Elsa Kerrish. She's new. She's from from the UK.
Here on.
No.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. Marissa Kelvey's here from Australia.
Marissa.
And it's so good to see Marissa.
Good to see you, Marissa. Marissa's on the launch pad later today. You
yes.
flew in. You got here Thursday. And I'm sorry I shocked you a little bit when I ran into you before. And I said, well, how is everything in Australia? And she's like, oh, it's been really hot there this summer.
Yeah, I heard that.
Because, of course, it's summer down under. And I mentioned something about the fires, which you didn't know about yet, but it's like Australia's burning.
What part? It's a big continent.
Down in Queensland, there's very serious fires down there right mm-hmm. now. And so we're glad you're here, and we send our love to Chambra and everybody down under. Glad you're here, and we'll see you up here on stage later.
She is our host for Australia.
That's right, mm-hmm. when we go there in April.
She's helped at many of our events.
Yep.
So she's been a long-time Chambra, and I know she's real involved in the message board, too. So she's pretty serious Chambra.
Serious.
Serious. Ooh.
Hardcore Chambra. Aussie Chambra, yeah. All right. Who else? Okay. Who else is here?
Well, we have Palman, Irma, and her guest from Tempe, Arizona. Where are you?
Tempe, Arizona. Way in the back. How are you doing?
Want to stand up and say hi?
Good. Good to see you today.
That's
okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Just
okay.
A good wave is.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Lives in Denver.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Very good.
Hello. Good to
glad
see you.
Glad to be here. Okay. And there's always a young spy in here. I see one or two. Checking to see if...
Young person?
A couple of them.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they keep checking us out to say, have the old farts let go of their crap?
Well, what do you consider young these days?
Don't make me answer that. Yeah, don't make me answer that.
12.
No, there's a little more mature there, but they're definitely young.
Okay.
And I know they're checking
it out.
To see
okay.
if we're getting it or not.
Yeah.
It's okay. No, really safe to bring in others. And so greetings to you both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank anybody you. Else on the?
Anyone else?
Anybody here from out of state that we haven't mentioned?
Oh, Larry from California.
You're back. It's good to see you again. Good to see you. It's been a couple months.
How you doing?
Glad you're here. Did you drive or fly? Yeah. Good. Glad you're here. Energy is always good up here in Coal Creek Canyon. Okay, we have a lot to cover today, so let's get into the infamous slides. You know, it's funny when we travel, people are always giving me little tips for how to do the slide program. And they really get into it. They're really excited. Anyway, today is, as David mentioned, we have live music with Ralph Nichols, which is very appropriate for this Valentine's month. Ralph and I kind of picked out some love songs, some romantic songs. So
you helped.
I did. Well, he sent me kind of a list, and I helped him pick. And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to."
You're just turning into a really integrated kind of sweet
little
guy.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Okay. Last month was the returning series, Shout Number 6, called Worldwide Weather. Any of you remember this? I really didn't remember much about the channel other than the weather part, but Linda's going to read the slides, and I'm going to add commentary, so you'll play the part of Tobias here.
All right. So often, the Oversoul will create an expression of itself into the human realms, but then will maintain a distance from it. So often, the Oversoul creates the human entity and then finds it difficult to connect with it. The veil definitely goes two ways. Sometimes the Oversoul doesn't want to interfere with the human existence of itself. Other times, it fears getting too close and getting sucked into this thing called human reality. Other times, parts of the Oversoul are so wounded and twisted, remaining in the near-earth realms, caught in their own horrors and their own hell, that they are somewhat oblivious to this thing called the human living on earth. Big slide.
Tobias came in last month, and of course he had several guests. One of the guests was Carl Jung, who has been with us for the last couple months listening in. Also, Jung is here to start working with some Chamber who are interested in writing books about the new psychology. So if you have a inkling or you've been getting that tap on your shoulder from Dear Carl, you might want to listen in carefully because he does want to co-write some books. Our other guest was the United Nations, which Tobias said was important right now and really helping to bring kind of a unified energy to humanity, to Earth. And he said in spite of United Nations challenges and sometimes its shortcomings, it's at least the one organization that really is trying to work on behalf of humanity. Third guest was Sam, Dear Sam. This is Tobias's next incarnation. Sam is already on Earth as a young boy, and Tobias will be fully integrating into Sam in July 19th. Of course, that's also the date of Tobias's last channel, which we'll have up in Breckenridge, Colorado. He talked in this slide, it was kind of interesting from the perspective of him. It's actually really interesting how watching an entity like Tobias, an entity like Tobias, reincarnate, and he's kind of giving us the insider's view from what it's like on the other side. And he says when a new aspect of the soul is created, the soul basically gives it freedom. And it's not like the soul has this specific plan that this is going to happen on this date and that's going to happen. There's energies involved in that incarnation, but basically it has freedom. That incarnation can take whatever path it chooses, and the soul generally has the compassion to watch it and to feel its energies and to become part of its experiences. Tobias is talking here about, I don't want to say on the soul level or on the divine level, but that more in-between level, kind of what Sam or what Tobias is to Sam. It's not all of Tobias's divinity, but it's that, I guess you call it an oversoul part. And saying that oftentimes there is really a disconnect between the oversoul and the human aspect. Sometimes there's, what he says right here, the veil goes both ways. Which is interesting because he's really encouraging us through this first part of the channel to also invite in all of ourselves, our divinity, our aspects from the past, our oversouls, and invite it to participate in this lifetime.
You know, and it makes sense too from doing SES and some other things that he talks about the little human self about, and
right.
You know, basically that is that when you get so small you can't see beyond that moment, this now, and mm-hmm. just all that you are as a human. So isn't that kind of what he's referring
yeah.
to? That you allow yourself to get really small.
I don't know, it caused a lot of questions and a lot of people were a little shocked, like, well, how could this kind of higher part of myself get disconnected from me? How can something that's in the non-human realities actually get separated? But as I said, the veil goes both ways. We're here right now as humans on Earth to integrate all of ourself, to bring our divine, to bring our aspects, good and bad, right or wrong, to bring every part of us into this reality. We do that by creating the safe space, by inviting all of us to become part of our life experience. I think so often people hold back. They hear the words about inviting the divinity and the oversoul or whatever into their lifetimes, but they say, well, yeah, but after I study some more and after I lose some weight and after I quit smoking and after I, you know, it's a whole series of I'm not worthy right now, I'll do it later. They say, I kind of understand the concept, but Tobias is saying here, it doesn't matter. Just invite every part of yourself in to be a part of this lifetime. Don't hold back. Don't wait, you know, for some magic moment. Just do it right now. Invite every part of yourself in and feel their your participation in your life.
Don't you think that fear and doubt trigger that away the fastest of anything?
Fear and doubt, unworthiness, or the mind wanting to know, well, exactly what is this thing called divinity or what you know, maybe I could pick and choose certain aspects to bring in, but not all of them, because what if they were bad aspects? And we get caught in this kind of trap. And he's saying, just create that safe space. Just do some breathing. Allow every part of that into your life. And it sounds easy, and it's actually a little challenging.
I think it's real challenging.
Real challenging.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it gets easier if you practice it.
Yes. Yes.
So practice.
And breathe. Okay.
That's part of practicing it.
On to the next line.
Being bi-present is allowing yourself to be in multiple dimensions and realities in a single time. Instead of having to hop around from different points of presence or different reality levels, being bi-present means that you allow all the different dimensions to come into convergence at the same point, the point of presence.
Did you ever do a astral projection going off into some lucid state or whatever, which is kind of fun in a way? But what Tobias is saying now, instead of just making yourself shift into an altered state or transposing yourself into another type of dimension or reality, he's saying you do it all at once. You're bi-present. You can be right here in Coal Creek Canyon. You can also, being very focused in this now moment, you can also expand your energy, and you can be teaching on the new earth right now. I mean, right now. You can expand your energy to a different part of the world. You could be sitting at a cafe in Paris with Saint Germain right now. It's the ability to be multidimensional all at the same time. You don't have to segment yourself to go to these different places or expand. It's what he calls being bi-present.
Can you do that and keep a job and run a business? And
absolutely. Absolutely. You can be focused on very, I'll go back, you can be focused on very human things. You can be at your desk working. By the way, you do it anyway. You just don't realize it. Realize when you're sitting on the internet, you're generally, you know, sitting at your workstation at home. You're hearing all the stuff going on around you at home, probably looking out the window. You're on the internet. You're zipping around from one place to the other on the internet. Part of you is also in the non-physical realms. It's happening anyway. You know, and I always know it's happening to me where all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy because I'm so many places at once. But I'm getting more used to it, so I don't get as dizzy. Okay, next slide. Okay.
Don't look at your life like you would look at a broken down, dirty house. Make no judgments about it. Invite your soul, your divine, in as a guest of honor. Invite it in without making excuses, without saying you're going to fix this or that later, without saying that you meant to clean up first, without making apologies or excuses. And as your soul beckons you to join itself, its integrated self, take that bold and daring move. Take that step to join it, to join yourself, your soul, in the other realms, in the other dimensions. The other dimensions don't have to be a million miles from here. They're half a breath away. Allow yourself to be so trusting that you can open yourself to join the soul of you.
Kind of what we were just talking about.
Inviting sleep on that.
Every part of you in, inviting every part to join you here. You know, there's been this tremendous separation between our human self, our past life selves, our oversouls, our souls, our divine, all these things, a tremendous separation. Tobias is saying right now is the time to bring these all together. And it's not waiting till you get out of this lifetime and you get into the other realms. It occurs while you're in the physical body in this lifetime. The other important thing that I wanted to point out in here, you know, we tend to think of dimensions as being a long way away. You know, I still have that tendency to think, oh, you know, out in outer space somewhere. Tobias says that other dimensional states, the non-physical dimensions, are just a half a breath away.
Do you need Star Trek? I mean, do we have to look up these issues, these episodes?
I just never got into Star Trek. I'm not a Star Trek kind of guy. So this is all amazing to me. Yeah. To you, it's probably like, well, they said that in episode 121 or whatever in Star Trek, but I'm just learning. This is amazing. The other dimensions are a half a breath away. Okay. He went on to say.
Okay, he went on to say. Missing slide, I think. I have a missing slide.
You can read off of the...
Okay, let's talk about predictions for this coming year. And I'd like to start with hearing from you. I'd like a number of you to give a short, concise feeling about the energies of this coming year from more of a global perspective. What does this next year hold? I'd like somebody to keep a list of what is brought out here. I'd like the list to be expanded through your internet where others can contribute to it. I'd like this list posted and kept in this sacred safe space called CrimsonCircle.com for all of you to look at during the year and to find out, to understand how truly wise you are.
So we passed the microphone and we had, I don't know, six, seven, eight different people give their comments about it. And in the meantime, I believe Gene started, or somebody in the message board started a thread about predictions for the year. And right now we're up to maybe, what, 250?
Close to
300 different, I don't want to say predictions, observations and feelings about what's ahead. So next, at the end of the year, we'll go back and take a look at those and, you know, see see how people were really feeling into the energies of what's going on. I know there's a lot of kind of broad comments and a lot of very specific comments about that. So you're going to continue to maintain that, Gene?
It'll be in the next newsletter.
In the next newsletter.
Compiled. Don't send anymore.
Don't send anymore. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, enough is enough. Anyway, it's February, damn it. You can't do predictions in February. Anyway, Tobias went on to give his own thoughts, feelings about 2009. It was kind of interesting.
What lies ahead for 2009? Perhaps it's not exciting or dramatic, but it's very noteworthy. We're going to call it the year of weather. The reason is quite simple. As consciousness is changing and new energy is coming in, old energy is going out. Old stuck energy in the earth itself is shifting and leaving. Bodies that were buried hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of years ago are now departing. Gaia, the planet herself, the energy and the essence of the planet is departing, turning over responsibility for this grand planet to the humans who inhabit it. There's a cleansing at the deepest level of Earth right now, and that translates into major weather changes on Earth.
So Tobias is big news for 2009, with a lot of sub-news underneath it, basically is the weather. It's going to be a year of big weather. And I'm not sure what's in the slides ahead, but basically he said that because of the changing consciousness and the points that he mentions in this slide, the fact that consciousness is shifting, old is leaving, new's coming in, Gaia is leaving, we're taking responsibility. Well, weather is a reflection of our consciousness. Our consciousness helps the weather move. And he points out, I think, in this next slide, that basically it's also a method to disperse consciousness on Earth, the new consciousness. And one hand, through the water, through the rain, to the plants, blah, blah, blah. It's all storms move out old things. And I have some slides coming up in a little bit, too. But, He says, particularly in the second half of the year, well, hell, January enough was some weather for a lot of folks around the world. He went on to say,
the weather on Earth also helps in a very interesting way of sharing consciousness and energies all around the world. It used to be the single most important method of bringing consciousness from one culture or one part of the world to the other. That's how it was possible for there to be an invention in China 10,000 years ago and at a very similar time frame on the other side of the world for that same invention. The weather was used as the deliverer of consciousness and still is. The weather on Earth is going to be carrying a new message to the plants, the animals, the earth, and the water, and you're going to be part of it. You're going to feel very, very connected to the weather. It's the carrier of new consciousness into the deep layers and levels of Earth in this next year.
But that was pretty interesting. And, Tobias was saying that so often new consciousness starts occurring in the non-physical realm, somewhere outside of this physical reality, and it helps to create the weather patterns which deliver this consciousness change into the physical reality through things like rain and storms and volcanoes and earthquakes and all the rest of that.
And snow.
Yeah. Okay. He went on to say,
the weather is going to perplex scientists and those who study its patterns, and they're going to wonder why the shifts in the magnetic poles are changing on very erratic basis, as well as the intensity or magnetic pull to the Earth. Both the magnetic poles are going to be shifting, and the strength or the lack of strength of the gravitational pull on Earth is going to change this year, and it's going to be erratic. It's going to change in every part of the Earth, and every biological aspect of the Earth is going to feel it. But most will not understand what is going on.
So when the electromagnetics of Earth, the magnetics, the gravitational fields, those start to change in response to changing consciousness. Tobias is saying, we're going to feel it. You feel it at very subtle levels within you, but at levels where you go, what's wrong with me? How come I just feel a little off today? How come I'm having these crazy thoughts or whatever? And again, he says it's because all this Earth stability that we've been used to is changing. It'd be interesting to actually take a look at these patterns of the changing poles and the magnetics and everything else. It's relatively easy to do, and I think UP is actually starting a process with that. I need to reply to some of your emails, but actually tracking those changes.
I could get you a subscription to Science Magazine for Valentine's Day.
No, I don't like reading that because I don't want to be influenced by stuff like that.
All right, I won't do that then.
Okay, he went on to say,
this could be defined as the year of opportunity for Chambra and for anybody who's integrated their spiritual wisdom with their human existence. There will be more opportunity for you to start your business, do your healing in your way, teach what you have to share, be standards for other humans and beacons of light for those who are in distress. There will be more opportunity for you to bring your dreams to earth, to manifest them here, and to have joy in living them out. There will be more opportunities for abundance in your life. There will be more opportunities than ever before to invite your essence, your divine, your true self, to join you in this experience called life on earth. This is the year of opportunity.
Tobias was addressing Chambra here, not necessarily all humanity, but saying this is the year of opportunity. If you've been thinking about a business, if you've been thinking about leaving a job, or you've been thinking about a new project or anything like that, he's saying the energies are so right this year, basically because it's so much is going on in terms of change, that momentum of change will help facilitate in whatever you want to do. So it's one of those things, and I don't know if he says it in the next slide, but basically, you know, don't wait until next year. Don't wait until 2012 or 2020. He says, you know, this is the year for opportunity. It's going to come knocking at your door, sometimes loudly, sometimes softly, but when it comes knocking at your door, it's there. It's time for you to grasp that opportunity and run with it. He's saying the energies are so dynamic right now that if you're wanting to do something, create something, this is the year.
That's a nice label for it.
Yeah, that is a nice way of putting it. Okay, he went on to say,
the question I ask each and every one of you is, do you choose to live in the world of chaos, drama, and storms, or the world of abundance, opportunity, and joy? Can you take that deep breath before you can get out of bed in joy for the day, no matter what it holds? Can you sing the song of joy that you're here in a physical body on earth? Sing the song of life, even if the life should end later that day. Can you sing the song of relationships, good and bad, because they all gave you something? Can you open up and connect with the angelic beings who are all around you? Can you have such joy in your life that you give up the struggle, that you allow abundance in? Can you bring your dreams into your reality, your soul into your life? Can you allow yourself to be part of your soul as well? Which world do you choose to live in this year?
Big but simple question. They're saying, you know, all around us, we're going to have the storms and the change and the chaos and the drama. And it's real easy to get caught in that. You can live that way. Or you can choose, because we're creators, you can choose to live in this year of opportunity, of change. I think he told a story about the mother bird, you know, getting up every morning before the sun comes up and starting off the morning singing, you know, at the top of her lungs, and then going out and just knowing, without worrying about it, but knowing that the food is going to be there for her and her little baby birds, and just not fearing it, just flowing gracefully with it. And basically saying, then you look at humans. They wake up in the morning, and before they get out of bed, it's dread. Oh, my God, what's ahead of me today? And, how am I going to make a living? What about my job? How am I going to eat? What's going to happen?
We don't all wake up like that.
No, but I think a lot of humans do. I think there's a tendency to get pulled into that. And what he's saying is, can you be like the mother bird? Get up and start singing first. Well, not literally singing, because you'd wake, you know, somebody up. But can you have that joy in your heart before you ever get out of bed.
You can sing for me any morning you want, baby.
I had a major breakthrough in my life in
Hawaii. That's why I brought it up.
And I
yes, you did.
It was amazing.
Yes.
I sang. My family was not musical in any form, and we never sang. And I remember in school trying to sing, but you know, I wasn't really very good. Couldn't carry a tune. I remember one time. Went to a little meditation group, and they were all doing beautiful oming, and it was my first time, and I thought, oh, I'm going to join in, and om, and they started laughing, and it's like, oh, God.
You poor thing. Yeah. Poor you.
So I've held back from singing. Well, in Kauai, we had an incredible singer, an opera singer from Vienna as part of our group, and man, I just let loose one day. It felt good.
It was awesome.
It was. I might just run off and join the circus and sing.
You can sing any morning.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted. Okay, that last slide. I just wanted to picked up a few things along the way while we were traveling. Headlines about the weather. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Forecast worst drought ever for California. I mean, ever. Not just in 10 years, but in ever. That's a long time. This is pulled from CNN. The headline looks a little small here, but China's suffering worst drought in 50 years. And it goes on to talk about how they're expecting it to even get worse.
Stock up on rice.
Yeah, but blistering cold temperatures hit Midwest. It was in January, one of the coldest, one of the worst months on record. Kentucky, Ohio, power outages affecting hundreds of thousands of people for long, long periods of times was considered some of the worst ice storms they've ever had. And there's still people after, 10 days of after the ice storms that are still without power. And here's one I can barely read. Massive flooding in western Washington, state of Washington. Some of the worst floods that they've had in, I think the article goes on to say in, I forgot how many years, but a long, long time. Right here in Boulder, geez, I think it was the day after, 2 days after the shout, we had these incredible winds here. I think up here in Coal Creek Canyon, they're listed at about 80 miles an hour, which would be, how many kilometers is that? About 125 kilometers. A lot, 140 kilometers. And so the winds were going, it was amazing, the winds up here, and it, of course, knocked over some electric wires and caught part of Boulder on fire. We heard about it when we were in Japan, and of course, a number of people here, including Alain, were very close to the fire, within a mile of the fire.
That's too close.
That's too close.
Now, I did love to hear the story of dedication because Patricia's in the middle of writing a book, and apparently it was suggested that maybe they should evacuate. And she said, "Oh, just a minute, I'm finishing this chapter."
After that, yeah.
that's dedication.
That's trust. And we're glad to see that the fire didn't get any closer. But and then another one here. It was an interesting article in NASA Science News. They're saying that there's severe space weather, some of the most severe space weather they've ever seen. Well, I guess when you think about it, consciousness isn't just restricted to Earth here. I mean, our consciousness goes out into space. But the solar flares, and the headline is, "Do you know a solar flare can make your toilet stop working?" Whoa! Whoa, I'm going to get a printout when those flares are going
to happen. It doesn't know which way to go. It doesn't know which circle to go in.
Well, that's kind of crappy. Okay. Anyway, so that was last month.
This is going downhill.
Downhill. That was last month's shout. Okay, let's take a look at... Now, I got to say, these are real photographs. These are not like tourist bureau photographs. Real photographs from Kauai taken by Mark Ritter and Dave Schemmel. Yeah, all right. We'll get into those in just a minute. But first, let's go to Tokyo, where we did the aspectology school. Now, I love
going to Japan. Thank you to Kuniaki and Megan.
Kuniaki and Megan were our hosts.
Doing Norma
awesome and Garrett
job.
Were there with us. We had about, I think, 65, 70 Chambra. And I love Japan. It is a Virgo's dreamland. It's the biggest city in the world. If you come, the whole metro area makes it the biggest, most, I think, most crowded.
Highest population density.
Runs efficiently. Everything is clean. The food is so good.
And they all say, "Ah, oh, thank you, sir."
The Japanese are so respectful.
And you're like, Linda, why don't you say that?
Yeah. And but anyway, we had a there's a shot of Megan and Kuniaki, our wonderful hosts, and this is a view out of our hotel window of Tokyo, and it's just a small part of Tokyo. And it was, I took the picture because the moon was shining off on the in the eastern sky. It was just beautiful. Here we are at the we did the workshop in Tokyo at the Korean YMCA. So we're mixing a lot of energies here. Korean, young man's Christian, Tokyo, light workers all together.
It was quite a wonderful event.
It was. There were some men.
Some men.
I would say typical ratio, maybe 25% men. But yes, there were.
There were actually more than, in the beginning, there was only like two the first time we did
first
something.
Time.
There's actually more men coming.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, actually.
We'll see. There's two right there.
No,
and
wait,
this was
this
really
is
nice.
Cute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is really cute. This is actually a family. I mean, those two people on the left are actually the mother and father of that young man. Anyways, they were so sweet, very cute family. They had very beautiful energy. And,
really nice energy.
And they had... Their teenager and them liked each other. It was like, wow, there's hope.
Can you imagine the teenager liked the parents? Whoa, who wrote that book?
And vice versa.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
It was very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. Very nice family.
We had translation up above there. You can see the translation booths, a couple of translators. And so they wear the headsets during the channel. And it goes really nicely. It's taken us a while to get used to it. But Japanese is about half again. Takes half again as long to say the same thing as it does in English, but we developed a really nice cadence and just had a
we have good translators.
Beautiful time there. Of course, Norma and Garrett. Oh, Norma. And I know them.
Keep it moving.
And of course, and what I love about when we go to Japan or Korea afterwards is they always organize a party, and here we went to a Spanish restaurant in Tokyo with a group of Japanese and light workers, but we had fun. We had a little sake and some really good food and just a good time with everybody. Picture of our two translators that have been up in the booth for 3 days, and we finally let them out. So they were happy.
And Atsuko has been to quite a few events. She's gotten to be quite the astute Shambra.
And she reads the material. Oh, she's a professional translator, but first time she did the translations for us, she really got into the material. Now she's Shambra.
Yeah, she knows it.
Okay, after that, it was Norman Garrett came back home for a couple of days. Linda and I headed off to Seoul, South Korea, for the sexual energy school. Sponsored by Sunghee Bang and Amora Kwek. And it was an amazing time. There's a shot of Sunghee on the left and Amora on the right. And this, I would have to say, was probably, I don't want to say the best, but probably the most focused SES school that we've ever done. I mean, it was, even though it was translated, it was so tight, and the group energy was... just amazing going through the process.
I'll say one step further. I think that the energies ideally have evolved some, and since this was probably the last SES that we'll do live, it was very sweet and indicative that things have changed and evolved. Literally, there were, in Korea, it was 50-50 male-female.
I'm going to show this picture first.
Oh, good,
This was on the marquee at the hotel. And I'm glad they put us down there in English because I went to the board one day to read. I'm like, what the hell? Where are we supposed to be? Which is us? And I kept on reading down. Oh, okay, here we are. But anyway, as Linda was... Oh, and also it snowed while we were there, which kind of gave it a different kind of intimate setting.
They wanted snow, too.
They wanted snow. Yeah. It would have been very, very dry there. So we got... quite a few inches of snow while we were there. Okay, now we're with your beautiful point.
So there were 50% male.
Yeah.
Which is not typical.
Half men.
And then over the weekend, as I was talking to people, I realized there was an incredibly significant number of people that were there either with their husband and wife or their child or
family.
A lot of family related people. And when we said how many of you are here with somebody that you're related to, over half of them were there with somebody that they were related to, or you know, it was a maid or their.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful. Really
beautiful energies energy. In the room were really good because it's normally used as kind of a wedding chapel yeah. type thing, and so that had that energy, the masculine, feminine, the energy of marrying. There we are, and but you can see that again. Most of the people are wearing the headsets for translation. The booth is way in the back there.
And they wanted to make sure we had good translation. They actually dragged, practically, got this Schomburg guy that had been to the SES in Australia. He's stationed in Africa, Zimbabwe, and they made him come back because he was such a good translator and he'd already experienced SES.
There he is.
There he is.
On the right.
We had great translation.
So he came back from Zimbabwe to do the translating in Korean.
So that was exciting.
It was really exciting. And we had a good time there. I really, truly enjoyed it. The Chambre there are such
a passionate,
tight-knit group. And, of course, we had our party afterwards with, I think it was 2.5 hours of speeches and drinking beer.
Oh, and they're starting a new energy company there that's really looking to change the face of things. It's really quite amazing.
So it was very enjoyable. And for any Koreans watching in right now, we really appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Hospitality. It was amazing being there.
Thank you.
Okay, and from there it was on to Kauai. Norma and Garrett came in back from the States.
I'll Linda suffer
and I
there any day.
Hopped over from Korea and... I have a little slideshow with some music for you. Photos in here were all taken live by Dave Schemmel and Mark Ritter. Now, you might say, geez, these look like things that you'd get from the tourist board, but it was actually taken by our own Chambra.
Well, maybe they're kind of talented.
And could we get the lights down, the house lights down, so you can really see this and enjoy our little presentation? And so it's spooky. Okay, here we go.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. And you and I think to myself, beautiful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Like a lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh why can't I ooh, 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 yeah.
Pretty special.
Yeah. We get the lights back up. How many here today were with us in Kauai?
A bunch.
Yeah, quite a few. I mean, that is so special. Those pictures were great, Mark and Dave, and we'll have more posted on the website. But, we just did a lot of activities. The group, that day we went out on the boat, whale watching, the boat people said they had never seen that many whales so close in all their years of doing the tours. One of the girls, a little crew member, broke down crying. And she was just amazed. Of course, she had gotten to talking to us and what do you guys do? And of course, we told her, I'm a new energy teacher. But literally, she broke down crying and watching. You could sit in the patio of our hotel and just watch the whales, not way, way out there, but close in.
I've never seen anything like it. It was really beautiful.
It was amazing. We had a blast. We went on several different boat trips, and we had opening dinner. We had a luau one night. It was just fun being with Shambra.
Well, and it was turned into that it was a workshop related to rejuvenation, and I think we all deserved it.
Absolutely. And we had a real character with us, heck of a guy, Hannibal.
Hannibal means.
The singer, dressed in the
caftan.
Yeah, caftan. And, boy, he got the group singing. We sat around the campfire, kind of a campfire, last night. propane fire. And everybody was singing and opening up. And we actually, as a group, actually sang Kumbaya.
He got everybody comfortable to allow them to express sound. It was beautiful.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was really beautiful.
It was amazing. A lot of fun. We're already planning on next year. Doesn't matter what the
Without
theme
Tobias.
Is. Yeah. But, well, we'll have other friends there. And it actually doesn't, I mean this sincerely, it doesn't really matter, because even if we just went, the humans, the Shambra being together, having a blast is really worthwhile. So we are planning for next year. already. Okay, let's quickly go through upcoming events. Coming up in the next couple of weeks. Boom. Yeah, from one side of the world to the other. Next Saturday, a week from today, Valentine's Day. And it's also a day of new consciousness in Tel Aviv. We'll have Norman Gerhardt are going to be with us. Yoham, the music of Yoham with Amir Gerhardt and Einat. And we're just going to have, we're going to rock. And it'll be Tobias's last time through me in Israel. Sam will probably go there, but, you know, his last time through me.
I've had some friends and relatives that don't kind of understand what we do say, oh, my God, you're going to Israel. How can you do that?
Really?
Yeah. And they said, don't you read the headlines?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's a ceasefire. There's a ceasefire there.
Oh, yeah, that's been holding. Yeah, not, everybody not pays attention
well.
To that.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing some of our good friends there, like Rosemarie and Joseph.
I love our good
I like the food there, and we're also going to do some recording with Yoham in the studio. We're going to re-record with their music and Tobias the Seven Seals.
So that
will be amazing, and have a good time. So we're leaving.
You're moving
tomorrow,
along really fast.
Tomorrow. From there, we just do a hop, skip, and a jump over to Egypt, where we're doing a Shamba tour. We're going to go to some of the sacred sites, the pyramids. We're going to go visit Isis and Osiris.
Yes.
And Horus.
Yes.
And
you
Seth,
gonna do what?
If we're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Visit some of our friends while we're there. So that's sold out, but I'm assuming it's going to go well. We're going to try to do it again next year. From there, it's a hop over to Solothurn, Switzerland, where we're guest speakers at the gathering with Johnette Crowley. I forget to change that. It's actually...
You've had that same wrong date now for like 3 months in a row.
The one problem with doing slides at 10 o'clock at night is you overlook little details. So we'll hop ahead to the next slide.
It's kind of a big detail, but go ahead.
Yeah. Check on the website. It's February 28th through March 1st in Switzerland. Pardon? I know. My eyes get real blurry, though, putting these...
It's Friday, Saturday,
membership.
Sunday, 27, 28 in March 1.
In Solothurn.
Right.
And quite a few speakers. It's a full 3 days. Goes from 8:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock
at
night.
You could be crying.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's in some very historic buildings, so it should be a good time. If you're interested, just check out the website. Our website, it'll take you to the gathering website. Okay, coming up in March, the interdimensional workshop in Mallorca, Spain, March 28th and 29th. But I want to just throw a footnote in to say, actually, before that, we're going to be in Madrid, guest speakers at the Cryon conference in Madrid, Spain. And I believe the dates are...
It's the week...
The week before that.
So I think it's 21st.
Yeah, and it's on, it
20th,
is on the website.
21st.
Yeah, so it'd be great working with Lee Carroll again.
It'd be really special.
Yeah, and I think Dr. Ovakaitis is going to be there, Peggy Dubrow, and the whole gang. Marissa is sponsoring us
Sydney.
April. In April. I have to keep my time straight. In April, 17th through the 19th for Aspectology School at the Crow's Nest in Sydney, which is a favorite place of ours. And from there on to... Auckland, New Zealand, where Michelle King is hosting us for the interdimensional workshop. Okay, I forgot to put one in here, or actually a couple. In May, we're going to go to Romania. We're going to do a one-day on May.
Hi, Sylvia.
One day on May 10th, I believe it is.
The Sunday, May 10th, is the one day in Bucharest, correct?
Yes, and then the following weekend, we're going to do... interdimensional workshop in Poiana Brașov, also known as
Transylvania. And St. G is, I can just feel him going, yeah.
You know, and seriously, when we've been there before to Poiana Brașov, you can feel. Those, there's Transylvania energy there. It's not just a myth.
You have to be on medication not to feel the energy
there. It is real.
I am so serious.
It's a little spooky.
He's looking forward to it, I think.
Yes.
I expect you'll be in full color.
I expect.
And there'll be teacher training in between.
June, we don't have an exact date yet, but it looks like we're going to be doing aspectology in Rio de Janeiro. So we'll have a full schedule. We'll culminate that all with our midsummer conference in Breckenridge, Colorado, July 17th through the 19th. And, of course, this will be Tobias's departure party.
Don't
farewell
miss it.
Party. Don't miss it. Yeah. We already have a lot of people signed up. I heard, it might be a rumor, Susie, you might be able to help me with this, but I heard the hotel space is getting very limited right now. Have you heard any such rumors? Okay, there's a lot of hotels in the area, but if you're thinking about going, do check with the Vail Resorts where we're going to be holding the event.
What happens is it's not because that's a really big vacation month in Colorado. We've got a pretty large block with a number of different kinds of rooms you can book at different rates. But the sooner you book, the more likely you are to get the rate that you would like to get. But don't wait, because what happens is as it gets closer to summer, then the Coloradans all book out the rooms.
Exactly.
And it sells out in July.
Well, not
always
only that,
has.
But right now it's early bird pricing for the conference. And I would say we're 25, maybe 30%. Booked with attendees, and a lot of people wait until the very last minute, and then
it's not the right event to do
it. It's not, if we're sold out, we're sold out. Right. So we can accommodate about 650, 700, somewhere in there. So if you're interested, do check into it. We have a heck of a lineup. This is just a partial list. We have Lee Carroll going to be coming in from Russia and be part of the conference. He was so instrumental in the early days working with us, as were Norma and Garrett. We'll have channels from Adamus, Katumi, Story Waters, and Lee Harris from England are going to be here. Our old friend, not old friend, but our dear friend from a long time, Johnette Crowley. John Calley, who channels Chief Joseph, was in the Tuning In DVD, along with Wendy Kennedy, who channels the Palladian Collective, also from the Tuning In DVD. Music of Yoham, our friends from Israel. The Jimmy Statler Band, if you were with us at the Quantum Leap, they really got everybody jamming. And Brian Campbell, the DJ one night. So
we
this
will
is
have
just
music
a partial list.
There will be celebration every single night.
Every night.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. So,
yeah, so again,
it's a full weekend.
July 17th through the 19th and Tobias's farewell. So, okay, that was the upcoming events. And now what do we do? Oh, it's one of my favorite times. I forgot. Okay.
Oh, this rocket flies.
Well, not only the rocket, but the words. The words and the rocket fly. Whoa.
All it takes is a little dare, and there you go.
It is time for the Shambra launch pad. We need some sort of dramatic music to go with that. I'll have to find something.
Why don't you sing?
Yeah, a rocket roaring.
Sing, Jeff. We all want to hear you sing.
No, I don't know the words.
To
the Shambra launch pad.
How about Rocket Man or something, you know?
I'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Rocket Man. Can you sing that at all, Ralph?
Yes.
He's not being paid. next month. Anyway, it is time for the Shambra launch pad, one of my favorite times, because it encourages Shambra all around the world to be creative, to come up with their books and
make it happen. Do it now.
We're doing it. The music, the books, the inquiries we get every month from people who are just doing it, and that's a phenomenal thing. So our first launchee today comes all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, great.
With her new book, which I'm not going to try to pronounce. So please welcome Marissa Calvi all the way from Australia.
Whoa. Oh.
We're going to pull up a chair for you, Marissa.
Yeah,
you get a chair. Yeah. We're going upscale here. Yeah.
There you go, Missy.
Yeah.
How cool, huh?
Anyway, like welcome to the launch pad. Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I love the way you say that. How would you say?
Awesome.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How was your trip in?
I had a fantastic flight.
Yeah.
I had an exit row to myself.
You're kidding.
You
How'd
did
you do that?
Right. We, yeah. The
How'd
whole,
you do that?
I don't know. The whole economy class, we all had it rose to ourselves.
Wow, which airline did you fly on?
I think we can thank you to the global financial crisis, maybe. That was
United.
Oh, yeah. Well, she gets three seats. Everybody else is in crisis.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. That was United.
It's not your fault.
That's cramped.
It's not
so.
Your fault.
No.
Yeah. And how have you gotten over jet leg and adjusted to the altitude?
Yep. All fine. All fine.
Wow.
I love it here. No,
you're amazing. You're my role model.
Thank you.
And my hero. Well, it's a much higher altitude.
No, you're
here.
My hero.
Much higher altitude than Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, much higher.
So
ooh, much higher.
You have a new creation, and it just came out. I believe you had
just came out last week.
Last week.
Yes, just
that
in time.
Is amazing.
Just in time.
Wow.
I have to admit, I have to thank you guys for booking that Egypt tour.
Yes.
Because I was kind of hanging on to it, wasn't letting it go to my editor, and then you booked that, and he said, that book has to be out before the trip.
Ah.
So thank you for that. So that really kind of helped push along.
It's a beautiful cover.
It is a beautiful cover.
What is the full title of your new book?
The full title is Let's Go for a Walk, Book One.
Book One.
And it's Pharaoh Thutmose III.
Pharaoh Thutmose.
Thutmose,
okay.
or Thutmose.
Okay.
However you want to pronounce it.
Great.
Third.
And now tell us a little bit about the background of it.
Okay. A little bit of the background about this book. 3 years ago, I was here for my Owama school. Mm-hmm. And even though I'd had a passion for writing from a long time, I hadn't really been able to reconnect with it.
Right.
During my Owama school, I started automatic writing.
Oh.
And I kind of went, okay, here we go. I'm getting back into my writing.
Wow.
No idea where it was going, what I was going to do with it. A few months later, I decided to head back to Breckenridge to the Midsummer Conference.
Oh, wow.
And it's the night before Kutumi's channel, and I'm lying there and I can't sleep. And Kutumi comes to me and says to me, let's go for a walk.
Ah.
And I kind of went, well, okay, not understanding what that invitation really was. And we kind of went on a little etheric stroll through the hotel down to the ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat me in a chair and he said, you know, tomorrow when you're down here, I want you to feel how much energy gets moved when people laugh.
Wow.
And anyone who was in that room for that channel that day knows that room shook when we all laughed.
Yeah.
And then he announced his four titles of the first four little books.
Right.
And
right.
Straight away I went, one of those is mine. So I came home, I went back home to Sydney and we wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you don't have problems, you're just bored. So that little book was kind of like my training ground to get into my writing.
Yeah, and also just to feel those energies.
Absolutely.
When you're co-writing with a non-physical being, it's a little different energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so it was like I learned a lot about discernment during that time. So.
Well, and as I talk about when we talk about teaching channeling, they don't really talk in human words when... And during even the writing process, it doesn't come in as specific words.
No.
And I think some people are a little bit have a misperception. They think that all you do is put your hand down and it writes the words. But
it's a whole thing. And even people when they ask me about this book, they say, "Well, what do you do?" I say, "Well, I sit down at the computer, I go into my breathing, but I get a combination of visual, him talking, and the feelings." And so the three of them just come together through my hands and into the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of taking their feelings, having to put words to it, combining your feelings and feeling when they're satisfied with the co-creation.
Absolutely. Because even when I went back through this one and started editing it, self-editing, I went back and because my channeling had evolved so much during the writing, I went back and at the beginning I went, oh my God, I can feel my mind just came in there and just pushed this stuff out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pulled it back out and toned it down a bit. Mm. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I got to the end of the first book, I was writing like the introduction and I decided to write a little bit about who Kutumi is and was because a lot of people don't know his background.
Right, right.
And as I was researching that, I started reading about the actual lives he'd lived as a human. So there was Pharaoh Thutmose, there was Pythagoras, Balthazar, one of the three wise men. There was St. Francis of Assisi. And there was Shah Jahan, the man who built the Taj Mahal. So they're incredible lives that still affect people in so many different ways. A little bit after that, I had another sleepless night. And he appears again by my bed laughing at me. And he's laughing at me and saying, you know, why do you think you need to sleep so much? Which at 3:30 in the morning, you don't want to hear.
No.
So
no.
I turned to him and I said, you know, if you need to be here, could you at least be interesting? I said, and so I said, you know, I've been reading about your past lives, but I want you to tell me about them. And he kind of went, oh, I thought he's been waiting to be asked.
Oh, funny.
So I went into my breathing and thought, okay, I'll get ready for a beautiful bedtime story. But he didn't just tell me about them. He took me to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was like when we did the Nayu with the Dharmas.
Yeah.
And each one, he helped me connect in a different way. So for Egypt, he just showed me this amazing scenery, but I felt the permanence and the grandeur of what he created.
Yeah.
And my absolute favourite was, for Balthazar, one of the wise men, he sat me in front of him on the camel, and I could feel the camel moving underneath me.
Could you smell the camel?
No. Oh. We didn't get into smell that time, thank God. You know, and feeling the excitement of everyone around them as they were travelling to meet the baby Yeshua.
Yeah. Wow.
And then for Shah Jahan with the Taj Mahal, I just saw this pink glow, but I felt this warmth in my heart, and I thought he was showing me what his love for his wife had been, the woman who inspired the Taj Mahal.
Probably did that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And then I finally fell asleep, which was great. And it was a few days later, and I was watching TV, but not really watching TV.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, those lives were just so amazing.
Yeah.
Those stories would be fantastic to write up.
Yeah.
And I heard this huge yes, and I know it was just every part of me and every part of Kuchumi just signed the contract to do it, and
That's
we
amazing.
Started. And I really thought it was going to be one book with five parts to one book, but then we started writing, and it just kept going and going. So
is this a beginning book?
This is the first book.
Wow, congratulations.
So we've got four more to go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, and we have started Pythagoras. We're 50 pages into that.
Oh,
so.
I'd love to hear more about that.
So that's it.
You know, and just, by the way, the book looks beautiful.
Really
Thank
handsome.
You. And that beautiful cover, that's by a Shombra artist called Jessica Simonowski.
Oh, Jesse did that?
Jesse did that.
Oh, Jesse, congratulations.
Kuchumi chose, he chose her.
She's in Portugal.
She's in Portugal.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I was looking
beautiful.
At her artwork
that
about a year ago, and he chose her, and it's just perfect. It's beautiful.
I did not know she did that.
There
That's
you go.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And how many pages is the book?
It's just under 450 pages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Easy read on a plane flight.
It is an easy read on a plane flight. Yeah. I've had a few people that have already bought it, and they've just devoured it in 2 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And another question I wanted to address. When in the middle of a creation like this, I know you've got the finished product now. Mm. You're here in front of Shambra and God and everybody. And you're like, oh, boy, I'm glad I got this done.
Yeah.
But did you go through any of your own trepidations or doubts?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're not the only one. I'm not the only one.
Oh, God, no. There were so many times I'd be writing and I'd think, no one's going to want to read this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd read something with them. Then, you know, I'd come back in and go, no, this... I didn't start this without it. There's a reason why it needs to be out there. People want to experience this, and there's a lot of teaching it, because it was about 2 years ago I really consciously chose to do my new energy teaching through my writing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I knew that this is going to be instrumental in that.
Well, and I know from talking to so many Shambhurts, I would like to do something but...
Oh.
And the doubt sinks in, and how am I going to get it published, and who would buy it, and how much is it going to cost,
yada, yada.
Oh,
if you wanted it, it just falls into place. I found a publisher, it was me. I've been searching.
It's so doable.
It is so doable. I mean, even like if you do places like lulu.com, which is print on demand, there's so many ways around it. You just got to do it. And there's so much, support out there. I had a Shombra editor, Eva Smartakani in Canada. So there's so much support out there.
That's
and there's
awesome.
People even like me who know how to do layout that, you know, if you ask around, there's people that are there to give you the support to make it happen.
But I just really want to encourage everyone based on your example to, you know, if you feel it, do it. And you're going to have doubts. You're going to have
just
stuff.
Do it.
You know, come through, but you just breathe through that.
You do breathe through it. And like even the little book that I wrote first, that has brought me so much amazing connections with Shombra around
really?
The world, so many amazing experiences. It just even goes beyond the actual being a book.
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I have not had a chance to read the book, but I've got a long journey coming up.
Yes.
Going over to Egypt, so it would be the perfect place.
A couple of ladies who have bought it have said they're saving it for the Egypt trip.
Yeah. Oh, it would be amazing reading that during the trip.
And are you going to visit his mummy? Because Kuchumi's mummy is there in the Cairo Museum.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it's there.
Oh.
So I hope you'll find that.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Where can people get the book?
You can get it through my website, which is newenergywriting.com. Nice.
Yep.
Oh, on wood.
The website is listed here if you're watching it online. Or if you're here in person, you can write it down.
That's me this time last week in blistering heat, covered
in
sweat.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it was, hasn't it been like 110 degrees?
110.
Wow.
Yeah, and what is that in Celsius?
In Celsius, that's 40 to 45 degrees.
That's really hot.
That's
hot.
That's hot. And somebody sent me one of these FunnyGram things, but it shows a bunch of pictures of this kangaroo, you know, on the beach, and then going out into the water further and further, and he never comes back.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's so hot, even the kangaroos are. They don't naturally swim, do they?
No.
Really?
They can swim, but it's not something they just tend to do. And it's like,
oh, he was leaving Australia.
He was leaving Australia,
he was out of
definitely.
There.
he
was going to the Antarctica.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It doesn't melt. It was so funny to see those pictures, you know.
Yeah.
Kangaroo going to see it. Real pictures, so. Well, anyway, we're going to take a deep breath with you on the launch pad.
Awesome.
Give you our love and our blessings and our appreciation.
Thank you so much.
For doing what you do.
Thank you so much for your support, too, because with your teachings and without Norma and Garrett, I probably wouldn't have even got to this. So I thank the four of you so much.
Thank you. And so let's all take a deep breath of honor and blessings for Marissa, for creativities, for the way of Chambra.
Joy.
For working with the entities who are so willing and wanting to work with us. Let's take a deep breath and give you a big launch. Thank you, Marissa.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're here.
That's a big trip.
I got to say, I love that. My favorite part of doing this work. And I love the channeling, but to do this. Our next launch is going to be coming to us via the Roy Cam. But we got it a little perfected since last month, so we don't have to open the window and point it out. We have we have Tommy McKella on standby from Finland. Now, he's probably been standing by a little while and wondering where the heck we are, so I've got to do a few computer adjustments while we're waiting. And Tommy, if you're listening to the webcast right now, I'll be with you in moments as soon as I find Skype. And Tommy's got he has an interesting new service, which he's going to tell us about in just a minute. By the way, if you're not on Skype, it's really cool. It's on your computer. It's free of charge, and you can talk to anybody in the world. As you're going to see in just a minute. Okay, we're dialing up Tommy. And unlike Jan from Holland
yeah, that was a
Wednesday.
Lot of pressure on Jan. I'm glad you found a simpler
Alps.
Way to do this.
All right. Tommy, we're dialing you up. It's ringing over on Tommy's side. From Finland. Okay. Looks like Tommy's coming in. Tommy, can you hear us all the way from Coal Creek Canyon?
Hello.
Tommy.
Yes,
hey, there you are.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, good to see you, Tommy. Sorry, we're a little delayed.
Good to see you. See you both. I was watching you and Linda earlier, and wonderful technology this is.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. It's just a tiny little garble, but we'll go slow here.
The less you move physically, the better it works,
actually.
Tommy, can you hear us?
Yeah, actually, the sound is maybe a little bit slow.
That's okay.
I can hear it. It was almost like slow motion. Your sound.
Tommy, would you prefer if I spoke?
I can see you and.
Should I speak in Finnish?
Sorry.
Should I speak in Finnish?
No.
Yeah. Okay, Tommy. The sound is a little choppy. I'm just going to ask you to explain what your new service is that you're launching and what's a little bit unusual or different about it.
Yeah, I started my channel basically after attending the Crimson Circle channeling workshop in Bucharest, Romania in May 2006. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know how the sound is, but
it's good.
Okay. And I initially started channeling by writing the message down and it took me a while to do that, and I eventually started channeling verbally. So about a year ago, I launched my first channeling website, which is called iChanneler. So it's iChanneler.net, and I've been doing now channels for private clients for about a year with Saint Germain. And now I had an idea, and Saint Germain was quite interested in expanding this whole concept of channeling more into the business world. So I decided to build up a website where I will not be like a psychic, but I will actually business people can have any questions, and we can with Saint Germain look into the background energies and dynamics of what's really going on in the companies, and maybe the answers won't always be maybe what the mind wants, but based on the channels that I've done for private clients, there's some pretty interesting, wonderful stuff that has come through.
And Tommy, I was very enthralled or interested in your idea of channeling for business, which you're really pretty outrageous, you know, and brave for doing that. But coming from a business background, I actually think a lot of businesses right now don't know which way is up or down. Obviously, the whole financial world is not what it was a year ago. And they're going to be looking for answers in new places. And what an incredible source is to have somebody with integrity like you, somebody that understands business, actually channeling for the businesses. And I know, Tommy, one of the things you're doing is really helping them to channel their energies as well, getting out of the mind and getting into really the essence of what their business is.
Yeah, that's why I came up with this name, BeyondMind.com. So it's pretty beyond the many of the business people. They have really tried everything in their minds to come up with solutions, but here it's providing a little bit different kind of view to those seeming problems. And I also realized that this is not the kind of service that I should just try to market to everyone. It is just I'm trusting that somewhere in the world, a group of people who are open enough to for this kind of channel, for this kind of service.
I think you'd be surprised at how many businesses are open to it. They may not go announcing it to their shareholders or their board of directors, but I know a lot of CEOs that are a little desperate right now. Tommy, we're gonna do a little breathing launch for you here with Shambhara All Around the World, and then I'll show your website on the slides after I hang up. So why don't you take
it? Okay, thanks, Jeffrey. Just one I wanted to add was that I didn't mention my my partner, Shambhara woman, called by the name of Insuk Hilles. So I'm greatly indebted to her, for she's been inspiring me and helping me to actually trust myself more. And we have been doing workshops together. And so she's actually here in the background. She's a little bit shy at the moment, so she doesn't want to appear on the spotlight. But well, but she's here listening.
You could just quick turn the camera
I would like to feel it.
Hello, Insuk. How are you?
Feeling yourself.
Insuk, it's good to feel your energy.
Yeah, she's waving in the back.
I'm not real nuts about a webcam either. I completely understand.
So anyway, Tommy, we're going to breathe with you and Insuk in support of your new business. And what a novel and wonderful idea, channeling for businesses, because God knows some of them really need it right now. And when you combine that integrity and the energies that you have, I know it's going to be successful. So, Tommy, take a deep breath with us. We're going to help get this new business of yours launched, beyond-mind.com, with Tommy in Finland. And we're gonna take that deep breath right now and send a lot of love and blessings to all the work that you do. Love and blessings to both you and Insuk. And really appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate you standing by. I know it's late in Finland right now. And give all the Finnish Shambra a big hug for us also. Okay, Tommy, I'm going to sign
you.
Off, and I'm going to show your website address then.
Thanks, Tommy.
Okay, thank you.
Hope to see you soon.
And Linda.
Okay. All right. And now back to our slide program. I can get back there. Okay. Here's Tommy's website address. It's beyond-mind.com. And I give Tommy a big hand for doing something, you know, channeling for businesses.
Reaching
and he's not
out.
Talking about fortune telling or psychic predictions, but really getting them to open up to some of their essence. So it's called beyond-mind.com, channeling the big picture. Okay, just a few more minutes here, and we're going to take a break. I can feel the
It's time to go to the
tension move in, but we have a little bit
chocolate
of
chocolate time.
We have a little bit of Shambra news coming in here.
Okay,
a few things. First of all, we have a new product coming out, and it's free. It's free. The channel that we did in Seoul, Korea, at the one night event was just amazingly beautiful. It was Tobias talking to a group of, it was about 100 people there, and saying, do you remember when we talked before you came down to this lifetime? Do you remember me telling you it was going to be a tough life? Do you remember me saying that it's going to be the lifetime of the greatest, most intense changes on earth? And it's about a 35, 40-minute channel, and it was just... It was so
it's beautiful.
Passionate and so beautiful. We decided we wanted to offer it to everybody. It's going to be available starting Monday in the new Shambra Shop EU, Europe, which is going up Monday. I'll explain that in a minute. And then we'll have it available here in the U.S. store within a couple of weeks. It's a digital download. It's free of charge. We encourage people, pass it on to your friends, your non-Shambra people, wherever you want. We're just releasing it without any restrictions.
It's a channel of connection. It's
yeah.
nice.
But it's a very, very beautiful channel. So, again, it'll be available in the Shambra EU store on Monday.
How did they get there, Jeff?
I'll explain in just a second.
Okay.
In the main Shambra shop, I put February 12th, but it's actually going to be, I think, the 29th. We'll have all the information in the newsletter. So, by the way, if we do a newsletter every month, comes out a couple days, like a week after the Shoud. If you're not getting it, check your spam folder. A lot of people say, oh, I don't get the newsletter. But if you've ever been to the Shambra shop and signed up for an event or anything, you're on the list. It's just getting spammed. Monday, big day, because we're opening the new EU Shambra shop. For those in Europe, that's a big deal because you have difficulty using this U.S.-based system. A lot of Europeans don't have the credit cards that we use here. They rely on a different kind of banking system with transfers and direct debit and things. And it's really
they're actually more electronically versed for doing electronic transfer.
Yeah, and so they really are challenged to use the main store. So Jan Brouwer has spent a lot of time setting up this new Shambra shop in the EU. It does multiple languages. It takes multiple currencies. You can use euros, or I think you can use just about any. I think you can use Swiss francs, or
I don't know,
Norwegian krone, or whatever. I think it takes all the different currencies. All of the digital products are available right now. We're going to continue adding products and workshops as we go. So, if you're in Europe, you go there and. I don't have the address. I think it's shambrashop.eu.
Michelle, do you know?
Shambrashop.eu starting Monday.
Thank you, Michelle.
And we'll also have a link from the main site. For the Europeans, again, better payment options, prices in euros, faster delivery time because we're shipping straight out of Holland now, lower delivery costs, better customer service, all around a really good deal.
If you're a European.
Also, another thing that you want to see that again? I do. Okay. Yeah, whoa. We'll have more information about this piece of news in the upcoming newsletter, but I just wanted to announce it here. A lot of people are saying, you know, how do I identify my business as being part of Chambre or my book or my project? Well, we're coming out with a little logo you can use with, you can put it on your business cards or you can put it on any signage or as part of your book or CD. That's a little logo that says Chambre Inspired. Like a little, like, you know, that little Intel inside logo. This is like a Chambre inspired. So when you're creating a new project, you can identify it with Chambre. So check the February newsletter for how you can get the artwork and information about using it. Also, we want to welcome Jean back to Colorado. All right, Jean. Ow. Now, that is the biggest truck that you can get without a commercial driver's license. That's a, what is that, a 28-foot Penske diesel? And we recently closed down the Lake Tahoe office. We realized that we really are Colorado-based. Gene, and with help from Youp and some others, packed up the office and the apartment back there, moved back here, and you're now a Coal Creek Canyoner. So we want to welcome Gene back and thank you for doing the movie. I was so damn jealous. I wanted to drive that truck back here, but no, I had to go to Kauai.
Gene might have considered trading places. I wouldn't push it.
Anyway, so we're all back here now in Colorado.
Thank you, Gene.
And last but certainly most important, thanks to everybody who makes this webcast available. This crew comes
Thank
in
you.
Here early. Well, actually, they work on it for days and days beforehand and get everything set up and make it run seamlessly. So a
We're really
huge
lucky.
Hand for the entire staff. Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, I also wanted to point out one of the bringbacks from the Tahoe office was my favorite painting of Tobias and Archangel Raphael. Done by Anthony down in Houston. See if we can get a shot of that on the Roy cam. So that's back in Colorado now. Looking forward to that. Okay, you know what time it is? It is restroom time. We're gonna take about a 20-minute break, and we're gonna come back here and for the next channel. We'll see you in about 20.
Thank you.